Good day from Wall Street. This is Juan Costello, senior analyst at the Wall Street Reporter. And joining us today is Michael Oliver, the new CEO and president for Spectra Science. The company trades on the bulletin board, and their ticker symbol is SCIE. Thanks for joining us today, Michael.
It's my pleasure, Juan.
Great. Now, starting off, give us a brief overview and history of Spectra Science for some of our listeners that may be new to your story.
Well, thank you, Juan. Spectra Science is a company that's been around for about 15 years. It was purchased out of bankruptcy by the current ownership team some 6 or 7 years ago. We're in the process of taking an exciting new technology for optical biopsies and commercializing it in the market.
Well, great. And so talk to us a little bit about what the some of the new restructuring plans are as the company plans to refocus its cancer diagnostics platform.
Well, as you know, I'm relatively new to the company, having been here and just announced as the new CEO in the past week. And so I'm in the process of doing three things, and I think these three things will be done serially. First, taking a good look at where we are at the moment and establishing a go-forward strategy. The second part of what I need to be doing in the next 30 to 60 days is then, as we develop that strategy and get buy-in from the board of directors, move forward with the tactical implementation and the things that need to be done to make that strategy real. And last but not least, then, is after we begin the execution of the strategy, is to take a look and create a feedback mechanism and various metrics for both the board and investors to make sure that we're tracking along that strategy. Our whole goal here is to examine our product portfolio and the opportunities we have near term and move to revenue and the recognition of revenue and generation of revenue as rapidly as possible.
Well, great. And I guess this was before you took over, but do you know anything about the recent grants regarding 48D?
No, I don't.
Oh, yeah, I think it was early in October the company awarded multiple 48D grants totaling over half a million. And so when you look at some of the trends in your sector right now, what are some of the trends that you're seeing, and how well positioned do you believe that the company is to capitalize on them?
One of the things that we really believe quite strongly is that the use of Wavestat in the colon can capture at an earlier stage more cancer incidences. And to the extent that we can do that, colon cancer, as I'm sure you know, is one of those diseases that has a relatively high cure rate if it's captured early. And so we believe very strongly that the use of our Wavestat product for colon cancer in conjunction with flexible sigmoidoscopies and colonoscopies can significantly reduce the catch rate for colon cancer, allow treatment earlier, thus reducing costs and, more importantly, saving lives.
Certainly. And what would you say makes Spectra unique from some of your competitors and some of the other players in the sector?
Well, we've got a very strong patent portfolio around our technologies, and we think that's an important criteria and an important distinctive part of what Spectra Science brings to the table.
Certainly. And perhaps you could walk us through your background and experience, Michael.
Sure. I've been in the medical device world since the mid-70s. I began as a sales and marketing guy and then grew up through sales and marketing operations and into a number of general management positions. In my role as the head of sales and marketing and in some cases the head of operations as well, I have been involved with four different companies that were struggling companies. And as part of that, those management teams, we were successful in turning those companies around and generating organic revenue growth as well as enhancing profitability.
Certainly. And any other goals and milestones that the company is hoping to accomplish here over the course of the next year?
Well, I think significantly, for our perspective, it's all about the path to revenue. And so our intent is to focus and focus very strongly in those areas where we think we have the near-term opportunities. And, of course, focus means focusing and being very disciplined on what we will execute, as well as make sure we focus and are disciplined enough to not be distracted by other things. So our focus is really, if I can sum it up in just a short phrase, is selling what we have today.
Right, and do you think that the company's message and full upside potential are completely understood and appreciated by members of the financial community and investors?
Well, I'd have to say at this point in time, probably not, but recognizing that part of my role will be to begin to articulate that strategy and articulate that focus. And again, Juan, please understand that, you know, I've been here now, this is my fourth day on board, so I'm still gathering and making assessments, but I expect that relatively soon we'll have additional information to the investment community regarding our strategy going forward.
Certainly, and so once again joining us today is Michael Oliver, the CEO, the new president and CEO for Spectre Science, which trades on the bulletin board with the ticker symbol SCIE. And before we conclude, Michael, to recap some of your key points here, why do you believe an investor should consider the company as a good long-term investment opportunity?
Well, I think over the past year or so, the stock price has certainly been beaten down as a result of what's been going on in the market, as well as the lack of a leadership team here at Spectre Science. So my belief is that with renewed focus, with renewed clarity as far as our goals are concerned, that there's a significant upside.
Well, we certainly look forward to continuing to track the company's growth as well as report on your upcoming progress. And I'd like to thank you for taking the time to join us today, Michael, and update our investors on Spectre Science.
Thank you very much, Juan. It's been my pleasure.
Great.